Shem Vayikra has a famous comment that people say over. The pasuk says Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Eilov. Rashi explains that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu had to be invited to come into Eir HaMoed in order to listen. He didn't just barge in on his own. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNaviv, one would think that he would have the license to march into Eir HaMoed whenever he wants. The pasuk says not so. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Baal Midos, a Baal Darachet, and he didn't go in when he wasn't invited. So the Chumash teaches us from this pasuk, and here we learn that upon Chochm Shem Vodas, Nevei Lo Toi Vehemen. But Madach, the Kavacher, Madach Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Adon HaNavi, and nevertheless he was a Baal Daracheret and a Baal Midos, that he didn't enter the Amoid without permission, without being invited. Kavacher, the Son of Allah, is not invited. Moshe Rabbeinu should certainly be a Baal Midos in all areas. Starting off with the area of Gaiva versus Aniva, and in all areas of their heart.
Didn't say Rashi, but doesn't it say that Moshe was different than all the other Nevi'im, because Moshe could be Doish Nevi'im by all the other Nevi'im that became to them, so it becomes a character. It wasn't that Moshe was invited.
He could initiate a Nevi'im, it means that he could speak to
HaKadosh
Baruch
Hu. He could speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that he was invited.
Yeah, but he wouldn't walk into Eir HaMoed without authorization. That's how the pasuk implies. He grew Moshe, then he went into Eir HaMoed. He speaks HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we daven. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't answer us in a way that we can hear. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he would speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer him in a way that he would hear right away. But he wouldn't walk into Eir HaMoed without an invitation.
Do we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to speak to
Well, no, I guess by Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always answered him. They
don't.
No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the conversation with Avraham Avinu there. The Shaila is the other Nevi'im, but they have the ability to start the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, probably did. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu always answer him? I guess sometimes yes, sometimes no. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always answered him, even when he started the conversation. But here the Medrash says that to enter Eir HaMoed, he would only enter if he had authorization. What does the expression mean? Nevei Lo Toi Vehemenu? It's a strange lashon. So the Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbeinu say that it's difficult. Some want to say that it should say Behema Toi Vehemenu instead of Nevei Lo, some say Nemol Lo Toi Vehemenu. Because the Pesukim in Mishlei told the activities of the Mala, that the ants are very well organized and they work hard, the hard workers and so on. Different uses. The point of the uses that we have in the Vela Tavya Manu, I saw some want to say the following shot based on the Rabbeinu Yoina in Masechus Brachos, that we spoke about this week. Rabbeinu Yoina says, and the Rosh quotes it, that if you have a piece of Nevela falls into honey, it's converted into honey, so the Rabbeinu Yoina claims that the Nevela becomes Mutter. The Nesid commented on the Gemara about the Ifut Shvatz Mermos, and says, Machui is Machi. So the Nesid said, Pshat is that it's Nishtana, either Nisa Machi or Sedimah, because it's Nishtana. So Rabbeinu Yoina says that if Nisa is Nishtana, it becomes Mutter. So he uses a Moshel, a Nevela that's converted into Drash. So I'll call upon him whether the Nevela becomes Mutter or not, that's Machlech Rabbeinu Yoina Nevash. But there is such a thing that a Nevela can become converted into Drash. Why? Because if it's sitting in Drash so long, the Drash has an effect on it. So some Darshanim say that that's the Pshat over here. But the Nevela is converted into Drash if it sits in Drash long enough. So the Tamachachm is sitting alone in Torah so long, the Torah should have had an effect on him to convert his personality also. Should have affected him that it should have made him into a Baal Midas and a Baal Daracheret. The fact that he doesn't have Midas and doesn't have Daracheret shows that the piece of Nevela that fell into the Drash is a better thing than the Talmud Chacham. It's a pshetl. What the Medrash is alluding to Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina gave him also a piece of Nevela fell into Drash. You could have said a piece of meat fell into Drash. You have to do Nevela. A strange lashon, why it says Nevela. The Ramban writes in his Hakdamah to Vayikra, what's the Hemshech HaParshiyot here? That Sefer Shmos is the Sefer HaGolus HaGula HaMena, and the Gula consists of building the Beis HaMikdash, because at the end of Sefer Shmos they didn't yet enter Eretz Yisrael, they didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Parsha of Vayikra starts right away. What's the function, what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? It's the Hakrovas HaKorbanos. So the Pesukim lists off all the various types of Korbanos. The Korbanos are divided into two different categories the Gemara has. You have some HaKotchi Kotchim and some HaKotchi Kalim. Higher levels of Kedusha and lower levels of Kedusha. There are several differences in Halacha between Kotchi Kotchim and Kotchi Kalim. One obvious difference the Gemara has is that there's no Me'ilah between Kotchi Kalim. The Gemara has on the Mishnah's Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah. That's the Mishnah's Me'ilah. There's a learning in Bava Kama, not from the first parish in Bava Kama. Me'ilah would lay to Hoi Surika. The Gemara speaks about Kotchi Kalim, that there's no Din of Me'ilah. But there is an Issa Me'ilah. The nature of the Issa Me'ilah is a question whether it's an Issa Derais or an Issa Derabonah. If you say that there's no knas, there's no penalty of mila, that you don't have to pay klei mishviyoshem if you're men and you touch your kalim, so why should you say that there's an iser? Some rishonim hold that the iser is only the rabbanon, and another rishonim hold that the iser is an iser derayis. They quote the Rav Chaim held that it has to be an iser derayis. That it's impossible to say that the iser mila by touching kalim is only an iser derabbanon. So it's a machlokes in rishonim. And pass the lines and pass them along. Come up with the Rishon, whether the Yisra Me'ilah by Kachim Kalim is an Yisra Deraita or an Yisra Derabbanan. The Mishnah says in Me'ilah that there is Me'ilah, Rashi always goes to. Whenever the Gemara says there's no Me'ilah or Kachim Kalim, Rashi always says, except for the Emurim Lachas Rikas Adam. Why is it that on the Emurim Lachas Rikas Adam there is Me'ilah? So the Mishnah says in Perikol HaTodir, in the end of his welcome, because the Emurim Lachas Rikas Adam is Kachim, not Kachim Kalim. There is a chelik of the Kotchim Kalim, which has the status of Kotchim Kotchim. The Emurim is Karabah Gabi Hamizbeah. So that has the status of Kotchim Kotchim. Oh, so there is Me'ilah on the Emurim. This is relevant for other halachas also. The Moshe, there is another difference between Kotchim Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim. Another difference being the Zman and another difference being the Mokom. But every carbon has its Zman and a Mokom. If you keep it put to its Zman outside of its Zman, then it becomes Nitzol Belima. It's considered the Leifa. And if you take it put from Koma, it becomes Nitzol Beyotse. And even if you bring it back, put from Zman, you can't bring it back. But if you take it put from Koma, even if you bring it back into its original Mokom, into its proper Mokom, it's ready Nitzol Beyotse, and there's no way to make it kosher. So what is the Zman and what is the Mokom of Karbon? So the Mokom of Kotchi Kotchim is the Azor. If you take it out of the Azor, it becomes Mitzvah B'Yotzeh. The Mokom of Kotchim Kalim is Yerushalayim. If you take it outside of Yerushalayim, it becomes Mitzvah B'Yotzeh. So what if you take the Emurim out of the Azor? If there's Rikas Adam, if you take it out of the Azor, so then the Gemara, the Mishnah, said that it becomes Mitzvah B'Yotzeh. So even if you bring it back into the Azor, you cannot be Makter Agav Yamizbeh, because the Emurim, Kotchim Kalim, have the status of Kotchi Kotchim. And as such, their Mokom is the Azor, so the Mitzvah of the Earth. The Gemara just in Me'ilah, the Gemara has a Machlokes HaMaariyim, I think it's a different Mishlokish. What do you mean when you speak of the Emuri, Kotchim Kalim Lachas Zvika Saram? Is it only after the Zvika, or is it even after the Shechita? Maybe after the Shechita, and the Dam is already Oymed Lehizorek, so maybe I already say then that the Emurim have a status of Kotchim Kalim. Before Shechita, the Emuri, Kotchim Kalim don't yet have the status of Kotchim Kalim. But the Machlokes HaMaariyim is, when do they change? Is it only after Zvika literally or after Shechita? And his Zman is the same as well. Normally speaking, all Kotchi Kotchim have his Zman of Yom V'Laila Ad Chatzos. When I say it's Yom V'Laila Kol HaLaila, and the Rabbanim, Yom V'Laila Ad Chatzos. And Kotchim Kalim, normally speaking, have his Zman of Shnei Yom V'Laila Echo, Terei Tanahi Tamara until Shechita, except for Korban Pesach, that doesn't mean except for Korban Torah. But normally other Kotchim Kalim have Shnei Yom V'Laila Lecha. So the Din of Emurim is not so. The Emurim of Kotchim Kalim, with his Man Achila, Shnei Yom V'Laila Lecha, the Zman of the Emurim is only Yom V'Laila. That if you leave it over till the morning, it'll be mixed up the leaf. That's what Fagav Yom is back. We spoke yesterday. If you assume like this, you assume that Machon of Fagmar is in the Lina Ma'el, the Rosh Hashanah is back. So even though it wasn't burning on the fire, it was just sitting on top of the Mizbeach, it will not be Nitzol the Yotzeh. There's another difference also that Sukkim says, where the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam has to take place. The Azor is divided into two parts, the right hand side, left hand side. The right hand side is always considered more important than the left hand side. Most people are writers. So the right hand side is considered more kosher than the left hand side. So the Avodah of kochim, the Shechit and the Kabbalah Adam have to be done after the Tzofim. Shechitot Mitzofim, the Kibbal Dalam of Lashor is by Tzofim. Hashem came kochim Kalim, there's no requirement for Tzofim. You can do the Shechit and Dorim if you want. These are some of the differences between Kochim Kochim and Kochim Kam. One difference is, as far as Me'ila is concerned, that there's no din of Me'ila with Kochim Kam. Another difference is Man, another difference is Mokam, and another difference is Tzofim. That the Avodas of Shechit and Kabbalah have to be done the Avodas of Shechit and Kabbalah by Kochim Kochim have to be done after the Tzofim. Hashem came by Kochim Kam, it may be done even in Dorim and the other parts of the Azor. The Gemara has a whole machlokes hakalim, how much of the right hand side of the divide the Azor into here. And everything on the right hand side is called Tzofim. The Gemara does not exactly so. The whole machlokes hakalim, what part of the right hand side of the Azor is considered Tzofim? How much of the right hand side? There are two types of karbonis that the Chumash speaks of in Parshas Vayikra. You have karbonis nedovah and you have karbonis chayvel. That's in fact, I think some portion points out the difference in the Seder HaParsha between Vayikra and Tzav. Vayikra says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yamatolem, tell all the dinim to the b'nei Yisrael. Tzav says, tell all the dinim to the Kohanim. Tzav is Tzahan is Baruch Lema. And it repeats all the dinim, except that in Vayikra, since it's talking to b'nei Yisrael, so it first starts off with the karbonis that are nedovah, and then it goes into the karbonis that are chayvel. And in Parsha Tzav, because it's speaking to the Kohanim, so it's not significant why the person is bringing the carbon, whether he wants to volunteer or he's mechuyav to bring. It's speaking to the Kohanim, so the Seder is mehutah, it's a whole different arrangement. They start with the Kochi Kochim, and then you go down to the Kochim Kalim. They don't go from the Dabba to Chova. But in Vayikra, they were arranged in a different chiluk between the Dabba versus Chova. Normally, a carbon that's in a dove is never bought by chayv, and a carbon that's a chayv is never bought in a dove. There are possibly two exceptions to the rule. Oshem Talui is bought by chayv. If a person knows, let's say, that he ate chaylev b'shege, he knows that it's Mechal Shabbos b'shege, he knows that he ate the Yom Kippur, he ate chomet b'shege, so then he has to bring a chatos kruo. Chatos kruo means that whether he can afford it or not, that's it. He has to bring a carbon. He can't afford it, so he'll borrow money. Is he mechuyev to borrow money? Probably not. That's a din mechlal, but if you don't have enough money to do a mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to go borrow money in order to do a mitzvah. With very few exceptions to the rule, will you mechuyev to be shoyel al apsochim? How many mitzvahs do you have that you mechuyev to be shoyel al apsochim? Some of Mikra Megillah. Usually you walk into shul, you have Mikra Megillah. What's the problem? But if you don't have a Megillah, and the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is by borrowing money, by borrowing fortune and money and traveling to a city where you can hear Mikra Megillah. So some of the Pashto says that whenever you have a mitzvah with the nature of the mitzvah is just in the mitzvah, then you mechuyev to be shoyel al apsochim. Are there any, these are what happen all to be the rabbonis, are there any mitzvahs there I see where the chiyuv is tisumi lisa? Maybe korban pesach? Kol ha'tikra rabbonim kein the right to tikra. No, if you have a din the rabbonim that you mechuyev to spend kol ha'invesh, normally the din is ha'am avazim, ha'am avazim is yaitim mechayimish. You're not mechuyev to spend more than one fifth of your total savings. If it's going to cost you more than one fifth, you're not mechuyev. Even though it's a mitzvah iveris, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Lulav. If you don't have enough money, so you're not going to go spend so much to bother you. This is it. Even if someone else has a lulav in the community, so you won't shake a lulav with you. You're not going to go. So this din the rabbanon that's in a mitzvah that's for the sake of pistimi nisa, you're going to spend kol hanbeit. Rav Soloveitchik once suggested that maybe the beaver is that if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we do a mitzvah pistimi nisa? Because we imply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like he didn't listen to us in the past, he should give us a Yeshua and give us Nisim again. So if we want him to go we want him to go out of his way to make a nest, to break all of the rules and regulations of nature, we should go a little out of our way also. The normal mahalach is that you should live with a cheshman. You shouldn't spend too much money. And even for the purpose, you shouldn't waste your money. And even for the purpose of fulfilling mitzvahs, the Gemara says, also, Hamavaz, Zalivaz, Yeshua, Mechem. The Gemara doesn't say, Gemara talks about Stoker. But the Ramah quotes that Gemara. The Ramah quotes in the name of the Rishon, that klal in Tzuvah Daf Nun is not limited after to Tzedakah. Shema Yayani is powerful opinion, that's the reason that the Gemara gives, but the Ramah assumes that it applies to all mitzvahs of Torah as well. Normally the Torah, the Halacha says, you're not mechuyev to go crazy for mitzvahs, but if it's a mitzvah that's for the sake of calling upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he should go chutz min ha-teva, he should do something unusual, so some mitzvah, that we should go out of our way, we should do something unusual. We're just going to sit and lead our normal lives and expect our Kodesh Baruch Hu to go out of his way for us, why should he? So if we'll go out of our way, then he'll go, neither can I get me, he'll go out of his way. But the habit he called the Tikkun Rabban came to write the Tikkun. I saw that Nitzir has in his Dior on Kumush, on Parshat HaChodesh, he claims that by Korban Pesach, a person is supposed to be Shoyal al Apso. There's an interesting Dior in the Pesach there on Parshat HaChodesh. If you have, let's say, 20 people shooting in a Korban Pesach, so how do they chip in? In order to buy the Korban Pesach, do they pay the Fimam or do they pay the Fimafashim? So he said, well, it depends. If each one is just going to eat, let's say you're going to have 100 people, each one is just going to eat because I eat. Even though some, one of them is a multimillionaire, the other one is a pauper, they all pay the Mikhtas Mefashim. Each person pays equally. Because even the Oni, Shabi Anim, would have had to be Shoel al Apsochim in order to fulfill Korban Pesach. That's what he assumed for the Mefashim. But since everyone is obligated equally in Korban Pesach, and even if you can't afford it, you're still obligated to go borrow money, so everyone has to pay equally. But what happens if they're not just going to eat, each one is going to eat a kazayas? Some people eat meat, they enjoy eating a big steak. So one of them is poor, he's just going to eat a kazayas, and the other one is going to eat 10 kazayas, and he's going to eat 5 square lamb chops. A lot of kazayas. But then the pasuk continues, he claims that the word the nichsas and the word tachosu is a difficult lashon. What in the world does the word mean? Tachosu, nichsas. That means full, no? I don't know. Gotta look in Rashi, no? The nichsas nefashos. The skum nefashos, no? This is a pasuk dalet. Rashi says, nichsas cheshvan, mechei nichsas rerkecha. And then tochosu al aset, mazat tochosu, tismanun. You should become a munah on the Korban Pesach. That's how Rashi knows. The mitzvah means the tum nefashis, the minyan nefashis, tochosu al aset, you should become a munah on the Korban Pesach. So the Nitzis claims that he has a different shot. He says that it comes from the Lashon Meches. Lashon Meches means paying tax. So he says, who's funding the Korban Pesach? That's what the Pesach is telling us. Everybody pays equally the fee nefashos. Why? So he quotes that Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma that we spoke about the other day when we were in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa, that the Revit Azov quoted. So he quotes that Gemara that the group of gangsters came to murder a group of people, and some are multimillionaires, some are very poor. They're becoming Alis Ki Nefashos. And then when they want to drive them to save their lives, or they want to pay off an army in order to save their lives, so at the end they have to pay the fee nefashos. But if, let's say this group of gangsters wanted to rob all of their property, not to kill them, then they have to pay the fee mammon. Because what was the sakana was their mammon, and the wealthy people had more mammon the sakana than the poor people. What happens if these robbers, the band of pirates, wanted both to kill the people and to rob all their money? And then they had to pay in order to drive them to get rid of them, they had to pay soldiers in order to chase them away. So then they both saved their lives and they saved all of their property. So you have to pay Master Lefimam and Master Lefinafashim. So then in Sivan, first that money the end of the Kamas, so it's the very end of the Kamas. So he claims that that's the simple Pirish Amil, that this part is the Nisr. The Lokha Kulish Kena Koravela, the Nisr, Snefasha, if everybody's just eating the Kazayas, and how do they pay the Mechas? How do they pay the tax? So how do they pay for this Korban Pesach? How is it funded? Everybody pays equally between the fashas, because everybody has an equal fee to bring the Korban Pesach, and even if you're oni, on the Chazar al Apsochim, you still mechuyev to shnora money in order to buy a Korban Pesach. So Chiddush. He assumes that this called the Tikkun Rabban came the right to pick, and he doesn't spell it out, but that's what he seems to hold. But what happens if some guy decides that he wants to eat more than a kazai, more than the bare minimum of the Korban Pesach? If you want to eat more than a kazai, then pay more. You don't say that everyone is equally obligated to eat the full lamb chop. No, everyone is equally obligated to eat a kazai. Whoever wants to eat more has to pay more. That's interesting. He claims that there's a din d'oraisa. interesting. The Rambam holds that the same applies to Masa Shekel. The Loni HaMachazer Alav Tzochem has to go borrow money in order to give Masa Shekel, because it says Ha'oni Lo Ha'oshel Ayam Vadal Oyam. Vadal Oyam. The other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. This is the Rambam that's smart. But we shouldn't disagree. They hold that that's not what it means. Hadalayan. It doesn't mean that that Hamachazalah Psochim also is obligated to take care of to pay Machta Shekel, to borrow and pay. But rather means an only can't pay less. But if you can't afford it, so let him not pay. If you can't afford, you're not going to be Machazalah Psochim.
Why doesn't Mary say that a person, my focus is between Sukkim and Sukkim, whether or not this person could be.
All the carbonic
by himself. Solution. So as Mark says, that according to solution, what the rich person should do is he should get together all the people and say, I'm going to do it for you, I'm going to do it for you. So isn't that also?
I mean, he can give him after shekel on behalf of others. That's the
general. Like the Gemara, you know, so
that's
the
mission, shekel or shiklo. Mission
is
a darn not one.
Mark saying that one has to give.
That one
has to give, not that an ani
can afford. No, it would be very nice if the ani can't afford, he should go get an osher to donate on his behalf. It would be shalom osher is kapabot chaver. But if he doesn't do it, let's say he can't do that, is he mechuyev? No one, he can't convince anybody to give the money on his behalf. Is he mechuyev to take out a loan from the bank in order to fulfill the mitzvah matzashek? So the pashtus is no. The tamashim say yes, that that's the mashmoes of the pasuk. Hadalo yam, that he is mechuyev.
Is that
Mr. Minchas Pinach raises that possibility. He wants to say by Pesach and Milo because it's Korei, so it means that not only is it an essay, it's a lav also. And on the lav, the Ramos says you have to send Kol Hondei from him not to violate the law. So the Minchas Pinach holds that it doesn't make sense that you should have an essay that has an Amish of Korei. But not fulfilling an essay, you have Korah. It must imply clearly that whenever there's Korah, it implies that there's a lot as well. The Rambam in the Tirish HaMishmaiyat in Makkah needs to back this up. The Rambam in the third parish in Makkah, and Elohim Aloyk and Raij, a cloud that whenever there's Korah, the Yodua, that there's a lot. The Lacha Mishmaiyat, right, the Lacha Mishmaiyat in Hilchot Sanhedrin, he quotes that Tirish HaMishmaiyat, he says, against the Pot and the Punish. Even the first Mishnah creatures, that all the Chayvi creatures in the Torah have a lot with the exception of Pesach and Imam. It doesn't have a lot, but perhaps you have to look at the new translation to see if this is feasible. Perhaps if the Rambam was driving at it, not so much that there's a lot, it means that there's an Averis. A lot of Homa Klal Aser. There's also an Averis. Both are lot. They say the same about Malthus, but not only the lot of Hasim. But it will still be a lot. So that normally, let's say when a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, a person eats Chametz B'Pesach B'Shegig, he has to bring a Chatzis Kavua. Chatzis Kavua means that whether he's wealthy or poor, he spends the same amount. It's not going to be a Chatzis Oil of the Yard that if he can afford it, he brings a Chatzis Beim, and if he can't afford it, he brings a Chatzis Oif, and he can't afford that, sometimes he'll even bring the Dali Dalas Minchas Kavua. No, Chatzis Kavua means the same Chatzis, whether he can afford it or not. What happens if he's Mesupik though? He's not sure if he was Mechal Shabbos. The machloek is achrein, whether what he did was an isa derais and isa derabbanon, or whether it's an isa derais or mutar. So whenever it's a sofik in mitzvah, or a sofik in din, so he has to bring a noshim toli. Let's say he has a sofik, whether what he ate was chametz or not. He's not sure. So then you have to bring an oshim toli. So oshim toli is a carbon that's bought before you. Is Oshim Tolik ever bought in a dover? Can anybody volunteer to bring an Oshim Tolik? He doesn't think that he's mechuyev at all to bring an Oshim Tolik. What if he wants to volunteer to bring one? So that's the machleik is satanoi, in chulin, in the first pair.
How about himself? Didn't know if he ate or not.
Right. If he's mesupik, then he's mechuyev in an Oshim Tolik. Then he's mechuyev, right?
So we say that he really didn't get mechuyev in dover?
No. But whenever he has a suffix, then the Torah says, me suffix, you're obligated to bring it.
We don't bring it, but what happens if a friend is as far that it wasn't settled that he had this carbon, you can't just say it was cool and over his back. You can't bring it to the cell phone. Obviously, you can bring it to the cell phone.
It won't be in the cell phone, no. It can't be. There's a machlokes hatanoim whether one can be misnadev Oshim Tovi. We pass from that not.
Why don't we just bring that as a proof?
That
if it wasn't
Taylor,
then it would be
chulin on his back. It won't be chulin. The Torah says, whenever you have a suffix, so you bring an Oshim Tovi. That's the chin. Whenever one has a Sotik, you bring an Ashim Tala. So Ashim Tala is a carbon chayva that you mukhayif to bring, and the Tanaim have a machlek is whether anybody can be misnad of Ashim Tala. Yeah, that Tana says, I think the Yerushalmi says, that Tana, who is that Tana? Lokman Azar. Who? Summer, yeah. So that Tana, the Yerushalmi says that I'm Matzor Yom Kippur, he would also agree. The day after Yom Kippur, he would also agree that you can't bring an Ashim Tovah. He holds he can only be, it's not that he holds he can be misnabed an Ashim Tovah. He holds that whenever you have a Sofek, maybe you mukhiv Ashim Tovah, maybe not, then you mukhiv to bring Ashim Tovah. That means you have a latest asafik. But all year long, even if you don't have a latest asafik, even if you don't have a reis, a latest asafik grounds to believe that maybe you did an aver, maybe you didn't do an aver. Maybe there is a asafik though. Maybe he did an aver, maybe he didn't. It's just that he's not aware of it. So that's his pshat. But he says he can be misnadev and Ashim Tovah even if there's no latest asafik, because there exists a asafik. That's why he can be misnadev. When you have a latest asafik, then there's a chiyuv to bring Ashim Tovah. When there's no latest asafik, but there is a asafik, maybe he wasn't called Shabbos b'shogeg. He's just not aware of it. So the fact that he's not aware makes it that there's no chiyuv. But the fact that maybe he wasn't called Shabbos makes it that it's a reshut. But if it's the day after Yom Kippur Mamish, and it says after Mishavah, if a person is let's say Mechuy Vachatos or an Asham, then even after Yom Kippur, he still has to bring the Chatos of the Asham. The Mishnah and the younger priests. But if the person is on and serving Asham Toloi, and Yom Kippurim passes, then he no longer has to bring that Ashim Tovah. So the very day after Yom Kippur, the Yerushalmi says that Tana would not be able to bring an Ashim Tovah because there isn't even any Sofek.
Well,
but that's an Avera that you don't bring an Ashim Tovah, you know. It's not an Avera, she has no Torah. There are Averas, yeah, people talk Lashon Hara on Matzah Yom Kippur also, but that's not an Avera for which you bring
a Kachas or an Ashim Tovah. Maybe in the morning, you walk up early, and somebody is in the Avera.
Yeah, but in order to bring an Ashim Tovah, in order to be Mechuyav an Ashim Tovah, you have to have Dafka an Avera, she has no Torah. So if it's not Shabbos, if the day after Yom Kippur is Shabbos, and maybe he did something, maybe he's Machal Shabbos, he didn't realize. But it's not Shabbos and he didn't eat anything yet. He only ate milk. What could do? Balavakum is not curry. Tuna fish is also not curry. So what did he do? He didn't do anything. She ate but curry. There's not a chance that he's Mechuy Vashem Tovah. So that Tana would say that it's not even a Rishut. You have one exception to the rule as possibly Yashem Tovah, where it's a Chayvor, and there's a Machlekes Satanan, whether it's a Rishut or not. We're passing that it's not a Rishut. It's an afkemina la'alocha b'zman hazeh, the Mishnah in the first, in the second paragraph in Chulim, in the beginning of Yeridei, in Hilchos Shechita, is a discussion about this, whether let's say somebody shechts a behemah in New York, and he says that he shechts him in the shame pasuk, he shechts him in the shame asham. So are you committed to eat that behemoth? Do you have to say that maybe it's Shkutikut? Shkutikut is also by not. If the fellow is not Mechuyav HaKasa, he's not Mechuyav HaNoshon, so even if he's Magdashit L'Shem Chasas L'Yoshon, he's not going to be Chasa, it can't be Shkutikut. But if the fellow is Mechuyav HaKasa L'Yoshon, and he would really be Magdashit L'Shem Chasas L'Yoshon, then it would be Shkutikut. So then if he says, I'm Shechting L'Shem Chasas L'Yoshon, even if he didn't say he was Magdashit earlier, you have to be choshesh, then maybe he had an intention to be magdashit, and therefore it'll be shkutechut. But what happens if he says, he knows that he's not mechuyav an Ashim Tovah. There's no topic whether he ate chametz b'pesach. He doesn't think that he ever ate chametz b'pesach. He doesn't think that he ever ate onion kippur. He doesn't think it was ever mechal shabbos. There's no topic. And he shechts the name of Hashem Ashim Tovah. So the Gemara in second paragraph of Chulin says that if Ashim Tovah is Dovah Nehdeh with a Dovah, even if he's not Mechuyav an Ashim Tovah, you have to answer it if he shechts it by Chutz L'Migdash, because maybe he was Magdash with the Shem Ashim Tovah. But if the way we pass from Allah, I'll be passionate that Ashim Tovah is not, so Shaila how he passed. But I'll be passionate, you should pass like the Chachamim, the Rav Lozim and Azariah, whoever is Rav Lozim and Azariah, somebody there. That is not Dovah Nehdeh with a Dovah. So then as long as he doesn't think that he's Mechuyav an Ashim Tovah, then he shouldn't even be able to be Menad of it. So then there's no problem of Nirikish Chutikot. So that's one case where there's a Machlekes HaTanan. Then you have another case where there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says that a korban taida, shamei taida, is bought in a dozen. It's a voluntary korban. Are you ever, so basically, taida is a korban a dozen. Like shlamim is a korban a dozen. So taida is a korban a dozen. Are you ever obligated to bring a taida? Is it ever a chayvus? So that's an achlokes. Rashi and Tosfos in Perek HaTaida. Rashi's opinion is that avot tichon lahaydus means that these four people, the Hokim Nibarut and the Ovei Hayam and the Chayvish and the Strap and Yeti, they say to him, I'm chayvus for bringing a korban taida. And other people have a rishus. The chayva and the korban chayva, sometimes when it's the korban adava, other times. And Tosfos in Perek HaTaida disagrees with that. Rashi says that it's never a chayva. Avot tichon lahaydus just goes on the thief to recite tichas haydoyas, just like tichas haydoyas. So you never think to bring a carbon tide. Carbon tide is only bought in the dover, it's never bought the fight. But generally speaking, leaving out these two possible concentrations, there's never a cloud. Concentrations, there's never such an animal that a carbon has either been a dover or the fight. Either been a dover and not the fight, or it's the fight, it's not been a dover. So according to Rashi, it exists by the carbon tide. And according to that one Tana, or Blazim and Azari, whoever it exists by the Ashen Tobin. The Pashtus is like Tesis, and like Chachamim, or Blazim and Azari. There's no such thing exists. Either a carbon is a fire, or a carbon is in a dove. A carbon that's in a dove, you can't force the person, you can't say, I want volunteers, I need three volunteers, you, and you. You're not Mukhlim, you're not Mukhlim. You don't want a volunteer, you don't have to. A Chayva, you're Mukhlim. And a dove, not. But what happens if the Hell says, Harei Alai Lahavi Taiga, Harei Alai Lahavi Shlomim, Harei Alai Lahavi Yoyla, that once he said Harei Alai, then he steps in and met him, then he's Mukhlim. Then, if he doesn't want to bring it, then you pray for him. That's the Rashi quote in the very beginning of Vayikra, on the third pasuk. Yakri voisai mirtan, yakri voisai bal korchoi. That if he doesn't want, kofinoso. Right? Once he said Hare Allah, it's not in the door. Right. So the Tesis says in different places, what's the chiddush? If a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah, of course you pray for him. It says if he goes ahead and he does the aver, you beat him up, you give him malchus, you give him nisim. Of course he gives punishment to the yevidi when he did the aver. So if in advance he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, so the Gemara says instead of that tape of the kaif and I'll call our mitzvahs. In fact, we have a pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Emor, it says the kiddushto. You have to be Mekadosh the Kohanim, so the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Peches on the base, Yikidash to Bal Korchoi, Shem Loi Rotso Dafenu. It says that if the Kohen wants to marry a Grusha, a Zayna, or a Halolo, so it says Yikidash to, you force him to get rid of her, you force him to divorce the wife, so you don't allow him to remain with the wife who's Asurelov. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course, he curse on our Kohanim. That's the Chiddush. You always curse people not to do Averis and to do Misses. If you have a Jewish government, if you have a religious government, you have a business, of course you curse, that's not a Chiddush. So then Paul explains what it means, why there's a Chiddush over there, the Chiddush. So here, Tosfos says, why do I need a Pasuk? Yakri Vos Bal Korchoi. Once he took the Netter, so it's a double Pasuk. Tosfos says, I would have thought that since there's a din of Lerzono that has to be Midaito, so I would have thought that it would be possible that he had if he won't accomplish anything. If you beat the fellow up to the kids in the circus, so he needs to come out to the shape for a little, whether he likes it or not, whether he's happy or sad or angry or depressed or whatever, I'll call upon him. He ate them out and he sat in the circus and the shape for a little, so he's here to the next bit over here. If you force him until he brings the carbon, maybe it's a chisan of l'ritzon, so maybe he's not getting to the mitzvah. It turns out that he forced him to do something that wasn't even a mitzvah, he won't be mekayimus. That's only the pasuk that there's no steer. Yakrivot l'ritzon, yikoyfa ashiyem, eretzani, and he is yaitzin the mitzvah. That's what Taisha says. One could have learned rather differently. One could have learned that I need the pasuk yakrivot for this whole category of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs or reshus. That you're not mekayimus to bring these korbanos. But if you volunteer on your own, then you have a mitzvah. So what if he says, Hare Allah, to bring a shlomim, to bring a toidah, to bring an oilah, to bring one of these korbanos that he's not obligated to bring. So I would have thought, even if he said Hare Allah, he doesn't want to fulfill it. So it's always, let it remain. And if he had not said Hare Allah, why should you force him in this area? It's a mitzvah that he's not mechuyif to do. So Hamash will know that once he accepted Hare Allah, so then he is mechuyif, so then you pray for him to fulfill that mitzvah. Yes. Sometimes the noila comes together in conjunction with the chatzis. Yeah. Different kind of noila. Yeah. Okay. Sosa.
So that was the utility.
Yeah, but I don't know if you never to bring an oiler separately. You always mukhiyef to on Shabbos to bring the Musaf and the oiler. The Musaf not Shabbos is oiler. That's true. Musaf not the unintelligent meaning. Yeah, carbon seed. Yeah, that's true. So different carbon seed and ganzen different. It's paid for by the master shepherd. It's a different kind of a carbon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara says that the pasuk by kohen is needed for a different klal. The Gemara says you don't even need any pasuk that you kohen for people to fulfill mitzvah. That's assumed. It says that you punish them with the yevid if they went ahead and they violated the averis. But certainly it's your obligation to declare to them in advance not to violate the aver, to go ahead and not to violate the mitzvah, to go ahead and do the mitzvah. So the pasuk, the kiddushto, the Gemara is muki on a different thing, in a sofek case, on a different case. And here, Tosfos says, why do you need yakrivo? Rashi quotes from the Torah Sahan.
What would be the reasons that you could do that are like optional, instead of like the kind of super, you know, have two kind of super, so you have to take another.
Why doesn't he have to do something kind of shiloh ha-tanim?
Yeah.
Something
he
has to do. There
aren't too many. This is not an optional mitzvah. It's optional. The Rambam in Hilchot Brachos in Perek Yud calls a mitzvah for a shiloh. But it doesn't mean it's optional. It means that it's a conditional mitzvah. He calls makkah and shiloh, these kind of things are conditioned. If you have a house, you have a thief. To make a market. If you have a full home environment, you have a thief to make things. You're not looking to have the condition which is machayim. Once you have the condition, then you are obligated. Chansipa, I'm not looking to go traveling on the highway, but keep going chansipa lechanecha baderech. If I am traveling on the highway and I see a chansipa with a bird, then I'm obligated to send away shalach v'shalach 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 v'shalach. The Rambam calls it a mitzvah to reshut, an optional mitzvah, but it's a different kind. It means a conditional mitzvah. Mitzvah that you're only obligated to fulfill. Like pigeon up bed. If your wife had a baby boy, you have to do pigeon up bed. If you don't have a baby boy, you're not pleased to do pigeon up bed. It's a condition on this. I'm going to call that a mitzvah social. This is mamish a mitzvah social. Mamish not mechayiv at all. If you bring an oiler, you get a star mitzvah. But you're not mechayiv to bring an oiler. So I would have thought that there's no kfiyah. But Tosfos doesn't say like that. Tosfos tells that's also double posh. Tosfos says the reason why I need a posh with Yakri Voisoi is to tell me that he will. He will have fulfilled the mitzvah, that you shouldn't argue that Lord Sona tells you that he's not yet if you cry for him. Rashi quotes in the Torah Kohanim and from the Mishnah in Erech and Daf Kofala says, it says, Yakri Vosu Lord Sona, Kofanot Hashem B'Reit Sani, V'Feinat Amotze B'Gitei Noshim. Same applies by a guest. If the Baal doesn't want to give a guest, so it says, Makanot Hashem B'Reit Sani. The Machlek is the Rambam and the Raida in several places regarding this din of Makanot Hashem B'Reit Sani. The Rambam sheet says that it's only limited to these two examples that appear in the Sifra. And in the Mishnah Erech, and only by Korbanis, and only by Get. And as far as any other case, you don't have to have Machanos Hashem B'Reit Sani. If they beat him up till he does it, so that's considered Nidaita. And the Raivit is Masik, both in Perek Aleph and Hilchot Zela, and in Perek Dalet and Hilchot Ishus, the Raivit holds that it's a universal Zimim. Whenever we force anyone into agreeing to something, and it's a thing that you have to have Nidaita, if you force a guy to eat Masik, he can scream bloody murder, he's angry about it, he's still yotzei the mitzvah. That's the old, if he has kavanah shalalat, you're not yotzei, he says, I'm not going to be yotzei the mitzvah when he eats the mitzvah, then he won't be yotzei. But let's say he doesn't scream, have kavanah shalalat. He just say, you eat that mitzvah, I kill you. He says, don't kill me, just eat the mitzvah, and he didn't say the bracha. So he doesn't say, I'm not going to be yotzei, he doesn't say, I have a mind not to be yotzei, just eats it, and he's angry. So he doesn't have to say right, Sonny, I love the matzah, I enjoy the matzah, it's delicious, I love to do this. He doesn't have to say that. Let's say you beat him up till he shakes the lulu. He says, don't kill me, I'll shake it away. So he doesn't have to say right, Sonny, he doesn't have to volunteer, because you don't need das there. But the rabbi holds that whenever you need das, like by mechira, if I force somebody, I threaten somebody's life unless he sells me his Rembrandt that's hanging in his house. Or I force the rabbin has a case, the girl holds up a gun to the boy's head and she threatens to kill him unless he marries her. The Gemara talks about the other case. If the boy holds a gun up to the girl's head and threatens to kill her unless she agrees to marry him. So the Gemara says, Menatera the Kedushin is Kal. And with the Rabbanan, they were mafkir the kedushin. Who was the shloka hogan? Asluim a shloka hogan. That it's not a nice thing to do. But what if she threatened him? But then the Rambam quotes in the Gaonim that there's no need to make a kinu rabbanan kedushin. There's no need to cancel the kedushin. The boy always has the prayer to give the girl a get. If you're unhappy with the marriage, you can give her a get the next day. That would be the end of it. So there's no need for the rabbanan to be mafkir the kedushin. When he held the gun up to the girl's head, and he forced her into marrying him, and she's an Asian dish. There's no way for her to break out of the trap. There's no way for her to get out of the marriage unless you say, Yachkin Alvarin Kedushmanet. But they felt that that's not fair at all. Who was a Shleika Hagen? So there had to be Machir Kedush. But in the case where she forced him, when he was Makadish her, then there's no Yachkin Alvarin Kedushmanet. So there, there's a Machalation to Raman Garaizid, and you say that the Kedushan only call is the husband if the person said, Raisani. Or even if he didn't say Raisani, the Rambam Allah, you don't need Raisani. You only need Raisani in these two cases that it says in the Mishnah and the Torah Khan. Only by get and by korban. So somehow apparently they need a higher level of das than in other areas we need das. A get needs more das than kiddushin, and korban is hakrov, korban is a special din. Raisani needs more das. And the Mechira needs das, but not such a high level of das. Mechira needs das. Lower level than kiddushin. I mean, kiddushin is even a lower level than a get. Right. So the Ravid says in Perakal Muhammad Zero, that's only if he says right time. He doesn't say right time enough. And the Rambam says there's no need for right time. There's one Rambam and Ravid, Perakal Muhammad Zero. And the other one is in Perakal and Muhammad Zero. So Allah found. Which is how far do you go with the right signing? Yes.
So when we say by Moshe Shemran, the issue is not on you, but the issue is when we say that if we take back the debt, the Moshe Shemran is the return of the Moshe, and they get it.
I don't remember. Till he takes back what he said.
So why did he have to?
He did an aver, being Moshe Shemra against his wife. We will mazim his aid. So we give him malchus. Reason means we give him malchus. He gets a double punishment. He gets malchus and he has to pay mammon as well. The knas mammon is not sufficient. There are two cases. One case is where the halakha requires of the person that he should bring the carbon. He said, Harei alai lahavi carbon. And then later on he decides he doesn't want to bring the carbon. So it says, Makanos Hashem Reisani. And the other case is where the din requires that the husband should give his wife a get, and he refuses to. Or the Ravid says in all cases you need right tani. When the girl forced the boy to be mekadosh her, so the Ravid requires right tani, the Rambam does not mention it. The boy. The girl has to hold a gun. Right tani, according to the Rambam on the right. Right tani means that the person volunteers something over and above what they forced him to do. If I hold up a gun and I say, read this statement, and the statement says, Roitani, Kadosh Oysa, I love you, I want to marry you, I'm going to live with you for the rest of your life, that's no good. Roitani means that the person volunteered on his own. If they're threatening to kill him, then the person volunteers on his own and says, I want to marry you anyway. No problem. He says on his own, without being forced. That's Roitani. So the Rambam holds that that requirement of Roitani, that it should be valid, is only needed by two cases, only by the get and by the korban. And the Ravid holds not so, that whatever you need does, you have to have right sending, that he should volunteer something over and above what they forced him into doing and saying. But if it's a case where you don't need does, let's say mitzvahs, you force him to eat the matzahs. He eats the matzah even if it doesn't say right sending. The Ravid will also agree, you don't need right sending. You don't need that's what he says. In Terakalif and Hilchot Zeva, he quotes the Gemara. The Ravid quotes the Gemara like that in Terakal Kainim. Well, he interprets the Gemara as having said that. The Rambam family has a different interpretation of the Gemara. The Gemara learns out in this pasuk, there's so known in Erech and Dafka follows that you need. The Gemara has other psukim as well, that by all korbanos you have to have da'at ha'odom, both b'shas ha'kdosha and b'shas ha'krovah. Why do you need b'shas ha'kdosha and b'shas ha'krovah? Apparently the Hakdosh is the Tchilo Kakapor. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has an arichas about that. It's not that the Hakdosh is like Asiyas HaTfilin. The Sefer made a pair of tefillin. And then I fulfill the mitzvah when I put the tefillin on Hanochas HaTfilin. So the Asiyas HaTfilin is Hakonas HaChetzes. making the sukkah afanas achet. So it's more than that. Hakdosha sakarbon is the tchila takaporah. So you need das ha'odam both b'shas hakdosha and b'shas hakarbon. The Gemara just has a machlekes amaroyim there in Erech and Daf Tefalas. Very interesting, you know. You can learn gittin from cover to cover, and you won't come across this din of kovnos Hashem eretzani. It appears everywhere else but gittin. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Yeromis. In Erech and other places, but it doesn't appear in Gittin.
Very simple.
No, that doesn't say you need right time. The rabbit also agrees you don't need right time again. By your other mitzvahs, you don't need right time. You're shining saying the foolish. Stoff and I'll say you don't need right time. But Stoff, by your other mitzvahs, only way you need that. The rabbit holds by all cases when you need das, you need right sunny. The Rambam says that only when you need a higher level of das. The Rav Chaim is dealing with the Rambam. Only when you need a higher level of das, like by gittin and by korban, and even by kibushin and by mekach hamekach, you don't need such a high level of das, so he doesn't require right sunny. The Gemara doesn't have right sunny by other cases. This kotan of the Shema right sunny Rosh Hashanah is on davov. It's not by the sugya of Mount. It's by the korban and by the. By the gift. The Gemara just has a machlekes amaroyim in Erechim. Sometimes when you need das ha'odam, he says often the other shlo gefonos. That is assumed that everyone would want it. So let's say someone obligated himself to bring a korban oil, or someone was machal shabbos b'shoeg and has to bring a korban chatos. And I will go ahead and be magdish a korban. And he's be here. So do I have to have his consent at the time that I'm magdish it because he needs the sonah, b'shas hakdosha? But he's saying, no, it's all going to be on the shoulder of him. So it's the equivalent of having had consulted him and having had him consent already. So the Gemara says, in theory, that doesn't have any points up shas hakdosha.
You
take
you're
doing him a favor, you're bringing the carbon on his behalf. So the Gemara discusses, is that what the fellow wants, that someone else should pay for him, or would you say that the fellow would have rather wanted to be magdish his own behemoth?
That's usually a case where it was something like a material something.
And I take a goy, and I'm a guy of him. And normally you have to have das to Adam, and here he's a little baby, he doesn't know what's going on. So we say that Zachalan Shalom upon him. So here the Gemara just has a machlekes about the detail. So we have the right to assume that it's a chutz for him that I should be magdish on his behalf. I'm saving him a few $100. He doesn't have to spend money for the purchase of the behemoth. Or you say no, he would have rather wanted to be magdish on his own. It's just that if he already was magdish to behemoth, then we assume that he wants us to be makriv to behemoth. What then is he going to do? He is makriv to behemoth already, so of course he's going to be makriv. So maybe b'shasa hakrovi you should say zochen lam shlo b'fonim. Unless he says no, unless he screams that he doesn't want, and then he can't say zochen bal kofa. So that's a detail machlokes the Gemara has. But the principle and theory the Gemara says is that lirtzono is needed both b'shasa hakdosha and b'shasa hakrovi, assuming apparently that the hakdosha is the tchilas hakator. And in theory, the principle of Zachdar Shalpanov could have applied at both times, both the Shah Sakhdash and the Shah Sakhrovich. That's the Machlaik. It's just the Shailan details that Aroim have. What is the Umdinah? What is the Messias? Is it Taka Nichalei Leinish that people should be Magdish on their behalf or not? And is it Nichalei Leinish that they should be Makrit his carbon on his behalf or not? Not until he authorizes them to do it. It's the Shailan detail. The Gemara just in the Dar and Daflam Hem Beis has another category. The Gemara has two categories of karbanos. When do you require the tzono? You require das to adam both b'shas hakdash and b'shas hakrove. That's by normal karbanos. Koy v'anidav. But by karbanos mechus v'kapore, the Gemara says you don't need das. Amar Rabbi Yechon hakol v'chum das kutz v'mechus v'kapore. Lusi kapar means, let's say, azav, azavo, yaledis, and mitzoro. The Mishnah has increases. Abom is lusi kapar. That's the name of the parak. There are four people. Zav, azavo, yaledis, and mitzoro. Those are the four. And then one time it says agir. One time it says anozir. But Yechanan says in the Zoram, that's my name of faith, that by the Mechusim Kapora, there's no need for Da'ata Odom, not the Shah Takdosh, and not the Shah Takrover. That's a different kind of a Korban. Mechusim Kapora is not a Nedova, and it's not a Choyv, it's a different thing. It's just like a person is Tomei, and he's Tevel, and Mechusim Kapora means the Korban is a Mitahir. A person is Tomei and is Tevel, and a Mikveh, and that accomplishes Tahara. So it's all the here, the Zav, the Zav, the Oledis and Masori, even though they already were Tevel in the Mikveh, but still there is a residue of Tuma left on them. It still is Nisha Amiksas Tuma. There's still Tmei with respect to Achilas Korbanus, respect to Knisol Amigdus. So when they bring the carbon, that's considered like the Gemar HaTahara. So the Gemar increases, gives us a Mashal, Mashal Maldar HaTahara, like being Tevel in the Mikveh. So what if I push somebody in the Mikveh Bal Korfai? He becomes Tahar? Maybe dealing with the Rabbanon that you need Tzvila Tzvicha Kavon. There's Machlok is Hatanai, but the Tzvila needs Kavon. Same Shaila, where the Shechita needs Kavon. So we pass like the Tana, the Shechita needs no Kavon. And Tzvila Nemikas, Tzvila Nemikas, for the purpose of Tana, needs no Kavon in there. Gera, Bol is Gaira, has some Kavon, which ain't Gera. But Tana, Adam Tom, he fell into the Mikvah. The person fell into the lake. So he became, he or she became Tahar. Even if they had no Kavon at all. Even Bal Korachim, they become Tahar. So the same the Gemara says is over here with respect to the Korbanos Mechusar Kapora. There's no need for this. Is not a Korban Chayv. It's not a Korban Adavah. It's like Tefillin and Mikvah that happens by Korcha Shalom. So if somebody is Makriv Korbanos on behalf of somebody else, Makdash Al Menashe is Kapa Bar Chaver Mechusar Kapora, then you don't need Das Ob. The Gemara says Shekein Oda Mevi Al Bonav of Nos Vaktanim. The Gemara says, what if you have a little child who became a Zav Azava? Your letters, he can't become, let's say, Mitzorah. Zav Azava or Mitzorah. A little child before Matzah became Mazav, Azav, and Mitzorah. Then they become Tohar, and then you Tevel on them in the Mikveh. And then you say, since the Ketanim, La B'nei Da, still Bar Mitzvah, they'll never become Tohar. They won't be able to become Tohar till after Bar Mitzvah, and then you'll bring the Korbanos on their behalf, because they have to have Da'as, both B'Sha'at HaKadosh and B'Sha'at HaKrovi. And you can't say Zochen either, because Zochen for a cotton, then you show holds on with the Rabbah. So you can't do anything, you're stuck. So the Gemara says, no, she came on a maybe Korbanos. Al banav benos laktanim that by mechusar kapora you don't need das bichlal. There is a machloek. There is a mishnah in Nazir daf kotes. Ha'ov madir es beno benazir. A father can make his son into a nazir. He can declare harei b'nei nazir only when the kid is a kotz before bar mitzvah. So what if the father declared his son as a nazir and then he comes the end of his month? Does he have to bring kabbalah? So the mother says, yeah, sure, he brings kabbalah. How can the father bring Korban? How did the father have the right to be Madeh ben Abunazir in the first place? The Gemara has a machlok tabir and Yishlokish. Yishlokish says that the whole thing is only with the Rabbon. He's Tam Chinuch. Chinuch is with the Rabbon. If it's only with the Rabbon, so the Korbanos are only with the Rabbon. So Menatoy, the Korbanos are not real Korbanos. So Menatoy is really Chulin. So isn't there a problem of Chulin Bazor? The Gemara says Yishlokish holds a Chulin Bazor or not their right. Since it's not their right, say, hey, Mamu, hey, Mamu. So Tam Chinuch, they allow you to bring the Chulin Bazor. Rabbi Yechon holds not true. Chulam Azor is their writer. So you have to say, Hov Madir is not Benazir. Is it in their writer? Where is it in their writer? It's not possible. So the Moses is Halach. Halach Ibn Azir. Halach Ibn Azir. That's what Tyson's points out. That normally Chulam Azor, their writer, love their writer, in Stochim, in Kiddushim, in Shas. I mean, the guy shechts his own chicken in the Azorah. But what if he shechts and he puts it on in his bayah? So Taisa says, that's certainly their Raisa. And then Taisa says, no. Taisa is welcome, says, no. The Gemara says in Nazir that that's also not like it. If you all pull the Mazar out of their Raisa, that's not an Issa their Raisa. To burn Chulan out of his bed. I take a newspaper and I take my Hamavasir or whatever comments I have, and I put it to the commentator, put it on top of his bed, and I burn it. So Taisa says, that's not an Issa their Raisa. If you all pull the Mazar out of their Raisa, it's not an Issa their Raisa. It's only an Issa their Rabba. Very strange. That's what you see from the Gemara. Burning something that's not a carbon, cooling. Burning something that's cooling. I think so. The Gemara says that it's totally zed to zed. If you all pull a mazar deraisa, then it's forbidden to shecht it and to burn it on the mizbeh. If you all pull a mazar lav deraisa, then it's mutman atar to shecht it and to burn it on the mizbeh. That is no reason. So the Gemara says clearly that the hov madar is b'no b'nozim, and it comes to the end of this month, so then you makrib the korbanos also. So the Rambam writes, and then you makrib, the Rambam when he quotes his din, and Hilchos Nezira says, and you makrib the korbanos right away, even though the kid is still a cotton. So the Ketz Mishnah asks on the Ram, how can you makrib the korbanos while the kid is still a cotton? Hakol tzrichim da'at, how can you makrib the korbanos amiyef of the cotton? He's not a bar das, and you have to have das, both b'shas hakdoshe, and Mishas HaKrovis, Rav Chaim is quoted in the Chidush Mikia Shmua saying based on that Gemara in Krisis, in Perek Abom Chosu Kapore, that the Karbonis of the Nozir, although they're not for the purpose of Tahare, like Zav Zavi lettuce and so, but still it's a Matir. Aideh HaKrovis HaKarbonis, it's not to him to drink wine. Bacha Yishta Nozir Yain. If they bring the Karbonis, then he's allowed to drink wine. Then he's allowed to have the Tiglachas and so on. But since the Karbonis are a Matir, so there's no requirement for das. That's what they say b'shem Rav Chaim. Because Mishnah and the Rambam doesn't say like that. Mishnah writes a chiddush that maybe the Rambam is talking about a case that the kid is now mutla samach liyish within a year before bar mitzvah, and mutla samach liyish is considered a bar das with respect to inyani haflo, with respect to inyani nidor mishvus and hekdeshus and zirus and erech and these kind of things. So maybe it's considered a bar das with respect to the din of l'ritzono. Yaakov also lets on that hakol tzrichim das, that you need das. Maybe that's enough of a bar das for the purpose of das balakor. That's a chiddush. That das haflo should be sufficient. That's the Ketz Mishnah's interpretation on that Rambam. Why? One time it says in the Mishnah that the Korban Ager is also like a Mechus V'Kapor. In the sense of Ma'inaf Kamina, I don't know. The Ma'inaf Kamina that the Tanah of Rablozim and Azari is stumbling in the beginning of Abba Mechus V'Kapor. He makes a statement, Av Korbanas Ager is also Mechus V'Kapor. The Ma'inaf Kamina, I don't know. Maybe it's an Av Kamina for this bin, of, that you don't need that. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't explain Ma'inaf Kamina. Could be, I don't know. I don't think it says the Farish what the din is, but you can be makir korbanos hager on behalf of the ger shalai midaita. That you don't, you wouldn't even have to base it on zavnam shlagapon. I don't know. Torah has a din. The shachat has ben abaka lifnei Hashem. The decree of minyan akolim is adam. Rashi in Chulan and Daphne Beis and Beis, when the Gemara has a din of Eidech and then Bisurim, Rashi says, what is the mocker of this din of Eidech and then Bisurim? So the Rashi says, it says, the Zavakto Ve'achalto, it says in Chumash Dvar, you can check, Harei HaTorah Hamina Kol Echod Ala Shfita, Eidech and then Bisurim, Zavakto Ve'achalto, and then he says, and also, that passage with Zavakto Ve'achalto is not enough. Maybe that pasuk means you can shecht and eat. So that's not a definite mitzvah. I shecht and I eat it. I give it to my wife and my children also. Also, it's not such a good raya. Maybe since they see that I'm eating it, Adam nem and alatzmo, I'm nem legabi myself. Still meek with it, I'm nem legabi myself. I'm nem legabi them. How do you know that I can shecht behemoth and I don't eat them at all? I don't eat for my own hashgach and I give it to everybody else. How do you know that a definite mitzvah even applies there? So that's what the Meforshim say, that Rashi, Prima Gordim and others say that. That's why Rashi quotes this passage, Veshachat has been abokal of Hashem, he's not going to eat anything over here. And yet, HaTorah HaMidu Kol Echo Adal HaShchit. So that's what the Prima Gordim asks in the state of Teva Azgoyma, on Chumash. And this passage, the first piece, I think, on Chumash Vayikra. He asks that if that's why Rashi added on the second passage, that the first passage is like, Vizavachta, the house is not sufficient, because maybe you would require that he himself should eat. And if he doesn't eat, then he's ain't a nemon. And that's why you need another pasuk, b'shachat has ben habakor, even though he's not eating. So he tells, but here no one's eating. This is a korban oilo. No one's eating. It's only for the mizbeah. So maybe eidechot is only nemon when it's ben adam namakam. How do you know I'm even nemon to shech the beim and give it to you? Rashi should have quoted a different pasuk by chatos, where the Bala Korban shecht and he gives it to the Kohanim and he doesn't eat. But by Shlomi when he's not eating, by Shlomi wouldn't be so good either. Maybe it means that he's eating then, nigga that he eats, everybody else eats also. Rashi should have quoted the Pasuk Rechatus, that would have been better. But he tells that the pasuk by Yerla is a weaker pasuk. Maybe it's only them because it's only going to get to Haktorah, Agavi, and Mizbeah.
What happened to this Sofer
Allah? Taisa says that the Mokar is the Sofer Allah. Taisa says in the beginning of Gittin. Rashi says this is the pasuk. Shari HaTorah Hamina Kalecho Az Allah. Rashi starts off by saying Shari HaTorah Hamina Kalecho Az Allah Shkita. Then he says Shenema. The Rashi says Shenema was a Vachta V'Yachalta. The Nema was Shachat Az Ben Abaka Lefnei Hashem. He quotes these two pasuk. So the Pringar first explains why did he need the second pasuk? Why isn't the first pasuk sufficient? So he says, well, the first pasuk you can say that the zavachta vechalta, he's going to eat it himself. Adam namar alatmo. Aye, other people are also going to eat. You can say, well, that's not really hakocha gemura that erech. And since nigu that he's nemel agabi himself, he's eating it. So then maybe he's nemel agabi the others also. Rashi wants to quote another pasuk that he's even nemel only agabi others. He himself is not relying on his own shechita. But then his time is that this pasuk is still not a full proof. Maybe this is only a nemah to be maktibit al gavi hamizbech. How do you know he nemah to eat it? They should have, Rashi would have quoted the pasuk by Chatzis, would have even been better. The first time it says, by the first covenant of Shachat of Ganab Bakal, if Hashem doesn't say stop him. The second time it says stop him. That you should say this pasuk after the korban pumim. When you recite every morning, the Shulchan Aruch talks like that. When you recite every morning the parshas hatamim, you should say this pasuk, even though this is not part of the parshas hatamim. It's understood that the shechita of all kachi kachim has to be bitzok and learn it up. And you still need to speak. Why should you recite this for? So the Medrash says that this is Ma'irah Rachman min Hashemayim on Kali, so that it's Matir Akedah Tisba. With a quote from the Tanakh Be'ayot, Mother and Yoshi. The Tua Shor has a time that you're not allowed to say this Pasuk alone, because it's in the middle of a Parsha. Here, Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, four Stukim constitute one Parsha, beginning with a Stukim and ends with a Stukim. So the time that the Gemara says in the first Perek, and Rachat called Parsha Le Paskim Moshe, and not Le Paskim, the Gemara has called Stukim Le Paskim Moshe, that's in the Gila. Then Gemara has a bracha called Parsha Le Paskim Moshe. So the Gemara sure writes that you have to say the whole Parsha, all four Pesukim. And Shulchan Aruch would appear not so much. And the Siman Aleph and Aruch would appear, you just say this one Pesukim, you don't say you say the whole Pesukim. Even on some Kabbana, say the whole Parsha. He doesn't say that. You just say, say this one Pesukim, that's Shaila Halkam. So they quote the name of one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon didn't hold from the Hafstokas that we have Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. Yeah. He said, you make Sheni, Shlishi, Revi whenever you want to, whenever it makes sense. A lot of times they made these Hafstokas, but they don't make too much sense in the middle of an Indian. So they said, you know, whenever there's an Indian is over, then you make Sheni, Shlishi. You don't have to follow what's printed in the Chum Silver. And the name of one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, they quote in the back as the Shari Rachman. Is it safer that has the Haggis of the Gruah and Rav Chaim Balozhin? So they quote, what's Pshat in the Gruah? Why do they hold that it doesn't matter? Because the Gruah was Koshish with this problem called partially Paskin Moshe and Amal Paskin. He held that the answer is whenever it's Tamik in Yonah, whenever it's Shalim in Yonah, then there's no violation. If it's a Psuk in the Paskin Moshe, if you have a Psuk of the Yom Tzapostik or a Stum of the Yom Tzapostik, whatever, even if it's not Shalim in Yonah, it's Paskin Moshe, so you may say it. But if it's either a pasuk below paskim moshe or a parashat below paskim moshe, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle. It's only if it's lo salik in yonah. Whenever it's salik in yonah, there's a self-contained theme, and that's one pasuk, but that's part of the pasuk alone. Then there's no violation of parashat below paskim moshe. So the Meila, he said that that's why, I forgot his name, one of the Talmidim of the Gaon. Then he said that must be pshat in the Gaon of Goy. Well, he said, don't stop where it's printed, shlishi, revi, whatever. It's a psuk or a stum, okay. But if it's not, don't stop just because it's printed the Sheni Shlishi Revi. Stop where the Indian is over. Whenever the Indian is over, then there's no violation of partial apostasy. He said that that's the answer to this kasha of the Tvor Shor as well. So the Shachak is saying, there's a separate Indian about Shechita. The next pasuk goes about Hefshet, many two are different Indians. Each pasuk is a separate thing. Nikar Emfer, he explained that this is why in the Nusach of the Shmanesh, where Malta Zechoyne Shofer is, we say, Psukim, that are part of a whole parasha. We don't say all the psukim in the parasha, with very few exceptions. And then some of those psukim, we say half psukim. The last pasuk in Malki, I think. Yeah, one of them is in Tavilam, he saw Bishlamecha right before that. Right before that, one is, you don't say the whole pasuk. Sometimes you say half pasukim. And one of the pasukim there, we have Haluhu, Halukel Bekotra, Halubu Rikiz, Halubu Groz, Halubu. Real good law, you say so many pasukim there, and you're only interested in one pasuk. So why do you say so many? Just like on the other Malchus of Hamashiach, we just said one, so just say this one. Because it fits in with the Nigin. The Nigin was composed because of somebody psukim. So why did they put in all the psukim? Just put in the one pasuk that you need. But he answers, that's the reason why, because halu halu kelu katshe, the whole thing is one long Indian, it's not salik and yana. What it didn't require is a parsha was paske, you know, it's not Moshe, a parsha that's incomplete, you're not allowed to say half of a parsha. Hashani came, the other psukim that we call Malchus of Hamashiach is each pasuk, it's self-contained in you. Has no shaykhs, of course it has a shaykhs, but it's not that connected with the pasuk before and the pasuk after, so you say a separate pasuk. And the same is regarding a pasuk is only pasuk in Moshe. If you have a one pasuk, more than one theme, but then there's no reason to be mafsik in the middle of the pasuk. Just talik in yon, there's mutah. Yeah, sure. That's a shayla b'chlal. Is it permissible to make koisofis b'zman hazeh? The Mishnah says you can make koisofis on Shabbos. So some achronim say that b'zman hazeh, that we have a balkore lane for everybody. In the days of the Mishnah, everybody got an aliyah, lane his own kriyat. So we understand why he says that brohani lane his kriyat. B'zman hazeh, nobody lane. The balkore lane's out loud, and the ola just says the broch. But some achronim say that it's not proper to make koisofis for that reason. Others say not only Bizman Azeh, that we have an institution of a Balkorah, already Bizman Rav Shmuel was improper to make ourselves. Because before the days of Rav Shmuel, only the Kohen said the Bracha Shalafonah. And the last one who got the last Aliyah said the Bracha Shalafonah. That's the Mishnah. And then Rav Shmuel and Megillah, Masechet Megillah, made a Takana, Mitnei Anachnas, Mitnei Yotzin, and Bavel, they made a Takana that everyone who gets an Aliyah says the Bracha before and after every single Aliyah. So that's the question. If you're going to make more than seven aliyahs, you're going to make less tofes, then maybe you go in Brocha Shenet too. So some Achareim say already in the days of Rabbi Shmuel that didn't no longer apply, that you're allowed to make less tofes. Forbidden to make less tofes. Some say no, it's not geferba, nothing wrong. But that's only called man that the oiler lays for himself, but the man is that nobody lays for themselves. But today it's improper to make any less tofes. I mean, because we do make less tofes. Why is it worse if there's a Balkore? Some explain that whenever a person gets an aliyah and he says the bracha, the Balkore is really doing the laying out loud. So the one who gets the aliyah is really saying a bracha on behalf of the Balkore. Someone's might see somebody else with Shemir Koine. When you get an aliyah, you're supposed to lay, you're supposed to say the bracha is before and after. So what kind of a hybrid is this that the one who gets the aliyah says the bracha is and the Balkore does the laying? So it must be based on Shemir Koine. Who's doing what Shemir Koine? So you can say two ways. Either the Balkori is mostly the Olu with Shemir Koine, so it's considered as if the one who got the Aliyah said the Brach. He really did say the Brach, so it's considered as if he also lame. That's how some say. The others say no. The Balkori got all the seven Aliyahs. Because he lamed everything. What do you mean Shemir Koine is considered as if the Olu lame? Because the Olu was laming so softly. He didn't lay out loud. The Balkori is the one who's laying. So the Balkori got all the seven aliyahs. The Balkori didn't say the brachas. So we are mechabit seven different people to be moitzi the Balkori with the brachas. So really, one guy got all seven aliyahs. That's not right. It's bad enough that one guy, it says in the Gemara, let's say there's only one person who knows how to say the brachas. So it says in the Tosefta, there's only one person who knows how to lay. So he goes up and he gets an aliyah and he sits down. Then he goes up, he gets the next aliyah and he sits down. He goes up again. So then the Rishonim said, but that's only Bizman HaTanoim, that he only said a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the very end. So he has to sit down and go back up, sit down. Bizman HaZeh, they say a bracha in between every aliyah, so there's no need to sit down and walk up. Even if he stands there, Kiseder, let's say a Koyin gets two aliyahs in a row. So he doesn't have to sit down and go back up. Again, Bizman HaZeh, you don't have to. Why? Because he's going to say the bracha before and after, so it's going to be obvious that it's a separate aliyah. But Bizman HaTanoim, he doesn't say a bracha before and after, so it's going to look like it's all one long aliyah. So you have to sit down and then go back up in order that it should be Yifarech and counted as another aliyah. So some say that that's what we have Bizman HaZeh. The Balkori is the only guy who knows how to lay. So he gets all seven aliyahs. So really, he should say all the seven brachas. Looks funny. So on the Chabad, seven people to be makes to him, it's Shemir Koine, they should say the brachas for him. So whenever you have one guy getting all seven aliyahs, you have to make him 15 aliyahs. One guy should get, they don't have to, one guy gets all seven aliyahs. You have to make more than seven. That's what some say, that Bizman Hazer, Bizman Hazer, that we have the institution of the Balkore. The Shemir Kohen is that they might see the Balkore with all the brachas, and the Balkore got all the aliyahs, so that's why it's not proper today to make ourselves. According to some poskim, all of the people who get the aliyahs are being moist to the Balkore with the brachas. Yeah, it's really, he's really saying the brachas. The Shemir Kohen, he's saying the brachas. And other poskim hold no, with Shemir Kohen, the oilem aleinim. Pashtus is the first bracha, is also not a birchas hamitzvah, because the birchas hamitzvah on Talmud Torah we said in the morning when we woke up, before we started saying korbanos, before we started davening, and the bracha over the aliyah, the whole thing is a birchas shevach v'hidor. Nothing is a birchas hamitzvah. That was a takanas chacham to have brachas recited in conjunction with Kriyas HaTorah.
Isn't it only should call it a Torah? I mean, if some should read without a Torah, we should make chashivas.
Okay, all right. To recite a bit of Shavuot Vayedo, you're over the Torah. The Gemara is Rashi quotes from the Gemara that Torah Skaram Shachar has been a bokar he cleaved upon the iron according to Misadam. It says, Mehakrova, Mikabal of the Elef Mitzvah Kuna. He can't shechit a kshair of the Zar. The Gemara says, because shechit a lava avoided him. What do you mean, shechit a lava avoided him? It's not true. Shechit is the first of the Dalar avoided Saddam. You have shechit a kabbalah haloch hazrit. Of course, shechit is an avoided. How can the Gemara say shechit a lava avoided him? So in the sum of what it means, the Biskirov has in the beginning of Menachas in the first part. The sum of what it means is the following, that normally by all avoiders have a double kiyum of the avoider. That Koyin did the Maisel avoider and the Korban had the avoider done to it. So avoider mitzad the Gav and avoider mitzad the Hefz. No, it's a dialectic or something. Agav and mitzad the Hefz. But here by Shechit the Lav avoider, he means that it's only an avoider mitzad the Hefz to the Korban. It's not an avoider mitzad the Gav. Where do you see that normally it's a double avoider, both mitzad the Gav and mitzad the Hefz? I mean, there's a mashal the base with this girl that quoted in Menachos. I give us a mashal the base. Alevi has as far as Achilas Korbanos is concerned. That he quotes from the Gemara and Pesachim in the beginning that one of the, when they divided the Lechem HaPoyim, one of the Kohanim said, Higiyami Kippul. We only got a teeny weeny little bit of the Lechem HaPoyim. The other one got the small piece. But they all got less than the Kazayim. So the Beis Halevi quotes from Rishonim, what kind of a mitzvah is it to eat Lechem HaPoyim if you don't get a Kazayim? Then Achil Pchus Mikazayim. So the Rishonim said, yeah, the mitzvah Bishnei Musa really the bit, you would get a Kazayim, then Achil Pchus Mikazayim. That even if he's less than a kazai, the mitzvahs that it should be nefer, the whole korban should be nefer. So the core of what he's saying, what the Rishonim are saying is that there are really two mitzvahs in achilas korban. One is the kohen should do a maisa achila, then he say ein achila b'chus mikazai. And second, he said that the korban should be nefer. The chepsa should have the achila done to it. Oh, the whole chepsa of the korban has more than a kazai. Put everything all together, so it is being nefer. So perhaps the same is true regarding all the other avodas in the korbanos, not just kohanim lechem and the bialim miskaperim. Not only true regarding the achilas kachikachim, that achilas kachikachim has to be done in the alzor lezichri kuna, because it's like an avoda. The same is true regarding the real avodas, that regarding all of the avodas, with the exception of shechita, it has to be done with a double kiyum, both mitzad the gavra and mitzad the chepsa. With the exception of shechita, shechita lav avoda he mitzad the gavra. Shechita is only avoda mitzad the chepsa. But that's why, since it's not an avoda mitzad the gavra, so it doesn't require kahuna. Hefshe v'ni tuach is also not an avoda. The Gemara says hefshe v'ni tuach is kashe b'zar, maybe done by a zar. So Gemara, the Rambam quotes it. In fact, it's a mefurish apostik at the end of the Rayon and Beis. The mefurish apostik that once in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech they shechted karbonis. And there weren't enough, it says in Tosek, there weren't enough Kohanim to do the Hepshid Benituch, so they had the Levim do it for them. So it's a Mechurish Apostle, the Gemara Darshan's. And the Psukim, the Hepshid Benituch is Kasha Bazar. And it's a Mechurish Apostle, the Vayyam, that it's not. Got to know Tanakh, but the Brit Gerov has a Pasuk in the Vayyam in Beit, also another Pasuk in the Vayyam in Beit. The Pasuk always says, you have to wash off the Yemurim before you makta them agabi hamizbeah. the Gemara Zvachim, in the second paragraph, learns that from a pasuk, you have to wash off the keres of ra'ayim b'mayim sheim lahem sheim lavai. If the mayim have a sheim lavai, it's called a special kind of mayim, then you're not getting to the mitzvah of washing it off, washing off the keres of nechrayim. So Rashi, on that Gemara and Zvachim, comments that you're not allowed to use mei hakior for the purpose of washing off the kibbara for all. So the Briski Rav HaChumash has a kasha, there's a Tatsim Divayam that says it's fair that they use the kior water for the purpose of washing off the care of HaKrayim before HaKtoras HaKarbon. So he says he's masking that Rashi in Melochim, there's a Rashi Melochim quotes that Tatsim Divayamim. Rashi Melochim says that kior that they used for washing off the water was a kior only for washing. That wasn't the kior that they would use for Kiddush Dar HaKrayim purposes. So then that's not in spirit to Rashi and the Gemara, because Rashi and the Gemara is only talking about the real Makoi, the real Kiyor, that's used for the purpose of Kiddush Adayim Rag Lain, so that's called Mei Kiyor. Mei Kiyor has a Shem Lavai, it's known with another name. It's not just known as Mayim Stam, it's known as Mei Kiyor. The Mayim with a Mei, with a Shem Lavai, is possible for Rechitzas Kerev Achrayim. But if you have a Kiyor, that's only for the purpose of washing off Kerev Achrayim. So what's the Shem Lavai? It has no Shem Lavai, but it says, the Kash is Rashi and Dirayamim, says not so. Rashi and Devayamim interprets that pasuk that they use the water from that kid both for Kiddush Dam Raglayim and for Rechitzas HaKerev HaKrayim. So that's the Brisker Rav's kasha. That's the difference between the Rashi and Devayamim and the Rashi in Gemara Zvot. I think in the history book, the Achrayim say, I think that the Rashi and Devayamim is not by Rashi. But then someone else? Someone else is the same name. No. It's not by Rashi. Some other Neforish. No. But they say, well, no. A three pages of Frank has a whole tshuva, how do you spell Yitzchak and again? In the Torah, the name Yitzchak is spelled Yud Shin Shin Resh. Yud Shin Shin Kof Resh. So the shaila is, well, you don't pronounce it Yitzchak, you pronounce it Yitzchak. So why is that? So that's the pronunciation. Funny, like you have in English, whacking spelling, and you have a different pronunciation. Or should you say no, that it's a kriyatzit? I think there's a Rashi in Devayamim that says that it's a kriyatzit. So the Achrayim have a cloud, and it was getting. Whenever there's a Kriya Niksiv, so that has no shaykhus with a get. Kriya Niksiv is for a Tanakh. What has it got to do with a get? A get, you write according to the Kriya. You don't write according to the Kriya. The Mishkan says the Torah. But if it's not an issue of a Kriya Niksiv, if you saw her, that's the spelling. This is the spelling, not the pronunciation. That's not called the Kriya Niksiv. Not that Gelena would have been written Gelena differently. So then you should write in a get also, you saw her. That's the correct spelling, and this is the correct pronunciation. So I think that Tzikai Sachrank has in the back of the Elam Kolot Turim. I haven't seen it in over 20 years. My father has it. So since I got married, I haven't looked in it. So I think in the back of the Tur Ebenezer, they have a couple of tshuvas for Rav Pesach Frank. I mean, Yoni Ebenezer. He has a tshuva there about spelling and the name of Yisachar and Eget. I think he quotes a Rashi and the Rayam that says that it's a Kriya Ksiv. The point that a Rashi should spell it with one shin in Eget. Because when Eget, the klal is that you don't follow Kriya Ksiv. But then he quotes the Achrayim talk about it, is the Rashi and the Vayamim really by Rashi? I think the historian says it's not by Rashi. And Achrayim also says, Avara l'chavada, it's Nishkin Rashi. So Zarab the Brisker of Kash. Anyway, but the moral of the story is, got another the Vayamim also. Got another the Vayamim. If he spelled his name properly, let's say his name is Yisachar and he spells it Yud Samach Ches Resh Yisachar. If he spells it incorrectly, then he's an Amora, so we don't spell it the way he does. The last name he can spell however he wants. That's the question. Maybe that's incorrect. See, that's the common spelling, because we assume that it's not a Kriya Ksiv. I don't know, I gotta take a look. As I say, I haven't seen the tshuva in over 20 years. There must be some more, I don't remember. There must be more, because he quotes Achrayim who discuss what he do when there's a Kriya Ksiv on a name. No, whenever there are two correct spellings on a name, then let's say the name Hillel. I mentioned once, Hillel can be spelled in Tanakh either Hey Yud Lamed Lamed or Hey Lamed Lamed. So if he happens to spell Hey Yud Lamed Lamed Hillel, then you have to spell it like that in the get. But that's because that is considered a correct spelling. But if it would be totally incorrect, the guy has a crazy way of spelling Hillel. Then even though he personally signs his name like that, that's incorrect spelling. So you don't follow his use. And the last name is your father. So the last name, there's no logic how to spell last name. So however he spells his name, that's it. It's stupid when you write a last name. You spell the way he does. And again, you'll put that. No, there are conventional spellings for names. The conventional spelling how to write certain vowels. So in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, they have all the clauses. Yes, Brandon had a lot. The Gemara in the end of Beitza has a comment about Hefshid B'nituach, that not only is it a din regarding korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, it even applies to the butchers. Hefshid B'nituach l'katzovim. The katzov is a butcher. The butcher also has to remove the skin and he has to cut it up into little pieces. So the Gemara says that statement is a midas derecheres. The Gemara is not saying a din. It's not a halacha that you have to dafke be goyik all the treifos before. You have to cut off little pieces and check for every single treifa before you are committed to eat the meat. It's not a halacha. That's a derecheres that you shouldn't check the behemoth and run right away to eat the meat. That's merzi kirabson. Looks like he's a chazer, that he's so eager to run and eat the meat. The Gemara quotes a whole series of inyoni derecheres that a person shouldn't eat in such a way that his merzi kirabson. But it's not a pi halacha. The Gemara says because we assume that behemoth b'chaya. Because Kasisar Emetis is only an Isarain and Zvucha. Because it's Sophic and Shkita. But Nishchato is because Kasheter. I don't say that there's a Sophic traitor on the base. Ramban just quotes from the Medrash that if you have a Miut HaMotzli, the traitor on the Reya, you have to be Boidic. Because that has a Miut HaMotzli. If there is a Miut HaMotzli, then you have to be Boidic Lechatzli. But by all the other traitors, the Mark of the Ferish and Bates is Abkhafei, but you don't have to be Boidic. That Hershit when he threw up the Katzov and he's only an Indian of Derecheres, it's not really a halacha. In the Sefer Hadrash V'Ha'iyun by Rabbi Aaron Levine, in the beginning of Vayikra, I think you remember he quotes a Zohar that Shechita Ksher Bizar and they never let Kohanim Shech the Korban because the Karam is supposed to be able of people. Was the game kapora behind the Kali Sol. When the Sheikh, becomes a murderer, he's killing the animals, so he's going to develop a Midas Achzorius. So therefore they didn't allow the Kohanim to Sheikh the Korban. So he points out, I think, that it's against all the Mishnah. There's a failure Mishnah. Well, on Yom Kippur, yes. On Yom Kippur, there's even one opinion that the evidence will be possible. Paradumo also, Machloik is Rabbi Shimon, Shechit is Paro Paroi. Parashal Kangadlan, Paradim, is Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but it's Kosher Bizar. But by all the other behemoths that are Kosher Bizar, all the other Shechitah Karbonos that are Kosher Bizar, the Zera claims that Ramahad el Hatzil Bedav get to use a Zar. And the Mishnah, you say not so, but it was normally done by Kohanim. In fact, the Mishnah Yuma says they had a pious on that. Who would shech the behemoth? So the Miri is. What do you mean they had a pious? Which Kohen would shech the behemoth? The Shechitah Ksher Bizar. Why did the Kohanim draw him lots who has a Shechitah? So the Miri says that the Kohanim in Higu Chumra B'Yatzpam, they made their own personal Chumra, that Korbanis Tzibu they shouldn't allow a non-Kohen to ship. And Nikaradin is not so. Nikaradin, they're all Kosher Bizar. It's a say that there's a say that Dabke the Nazar Sheshet. The Lord Imso, but the Zohar has such a thing. Ramban and Vayikra has a chiddush in Parshas Vayikra that you can have an oilas nidvas tzibur. If the Rav HaTzibur gets together and they decide to donate money, not for matzah shekel money, they decide to donate money in order to bring a korban oilo, so this will not be considered an oilas hashutzim. If the miut HaTzibur gets together, that's going to be an oilas hashutzim. And in oilas hashutzim, there is smicha. And Korbanos Tzibur, there's no smicha. It's a Mishnah Menachah. Called Korbanos Tzibur, don't have smicha with only three exceptions. So there's only not one of the three. So if so the Ramban draws a distinction on Chumash, he says if the Rav HaTzibur gets together, they chip in money to buy Korban Oilah, that'll be an oilas nidvas tzibur that will not have smicha. And the Sochem will be purchased from Trumas HaLishka money, from Achta Shekel money. If they didn't donate for that. If they only donated for the behemoth, then you can bring the Nisov from Matzah Shekel money. Shem can, if only me or that tzibur donates the money, then the Ramban says then it's going to be called an oil of hashutzim. An oil of hashutzim does have smicha, and yeah, an oil of hashutzim, you're not allowed to take money from Shulam Salishka, from after shekel money in order to buy the nitzot. This is in contradiction to the Ramban on the Gemara, to the Ramban on the third Perek in Brachos, in the Melchamah. I don't know why, but this theory in the Ramban, I think, is famous from the Brisker Rav. And Chumash, he doesn't quote it. So there she said, I think Rabovala said, the Brisker pointed out. I don't know, actually, until the days of the Brisker, no one read Ramban. Apparently, nobody used to read Ramban on Chumash and Ramban on Gemara to realize that there's a contradiction. So they read both Ramban, they said, there's a theory. Ramban on the Gemara says, on the Rift, in third paragraph, it says, the fair is not so. It says, even if Klal Yisrael all get together, and they'll donate money to buy a carbon oil, that will be an oil of Hashutzim. The only oil of Tzibu that you have is from Achta Shekel money. That's oil of Tzibu. The only time you can have an oil of Nidova, oil of Nidva Tzibu, is if you have Moisa Kochi. Let's say somebody set aside $100 to buy a carbon chatos, and he got a bargain, he got a carbon chatos for $70. It has $30 extra. What does he do with the extra $30? That's called Moisa Kochi. The money left over from Kachi Kachi, left over from a carbon chatos, or left over from carbon ashram is also Kachi Kachi. What do you do with Maisa Kachi Kachi? So the Mishnah Shkolim says, Zu Medrash Dorosh Yehoyod HaKoyim. It was a biblical figure by the name of Yehoyod HaKoyim. And he made a statement in Sefer Melachim, which is very unclear. The Mishnah in Shkolim says what that statement means. That statement means that Maisa Kachi Kachi Karavoyla. You read the Pasuk in Melachim, you would never figure that out on your own in a million years. But that was a tradition that the Chachamim had, as they state in the Mishnah Mishkolim, that the money that's left over from Chatos or from Asham, Moshe, Kachi Kachim, is Korev Oilo. What kind of an oil is that? But that's what the Gemara always calls Yitlo Linedova. What is Yitlo Linedova? That's called an Oilo Nidvas Tzibo. But that's the only Olas Nidvas Tzibo you ever have. You can't have all of, even if everybody gets together and they'll all donate money, the Ramban says in the Mohammed that's going to be a Korban HaShutra. There won't be a Korban HaTzibo. Ramban HaChumash says not so. The Brisker Rav is the little Sefer HaChumash doesn't understand the Ramban. Why do you have to have Rav HaTzibur? What if you have Miut HaTzibur? If one person donates the money, Magdash HaMenashe is Kapha Bar Haver. So why can't you have one person put up all the money to buy an Oilos Nidva HaTzibur? HaMenashe is Kapha Bar HaTzibur. Why not? Why does Ramban say you have to have Rav? Unless you say Hakot Tzrichim Das. That's what he suggests. That's Tzorchim. Unless the Ramban means to say Hakol Tzichum Das Leitzono, you have to have Das. If you want it to be a carbon tzibur, you have to have Das HaTzibur. Maybe you can't say Zochen over there. So you have to have the Rav HaTzibur should be masculine, that it should be considered Hukdash Midas HaTzibur. And Hukrav Midas HaTzibur. Because the Tzorachin is not too sure what the Ramban is talking about over here. Why he insists that you have to have Daske, the Rav HaTzibur participating. The Rizah Mechilta, on the beginning of Parshat HaKodesh HaZalachem, it doesn't begin with the words HaKodesh HaZalachem. It begins, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Be'al Aharon Be'eres Mitzrayim Leimor. So the Mechilta says that even though it says on Moshe Be'al Aharon, the Dibur was not to Aharon. Aharon never got the Dibur. The Dibur was always to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if it says Vayomer Hashem Al Aharon, the Dibur was to Moshe to tell Aharon. There are only three cases that the Dibur was directly to Aaron, and the Mechilta says on that pasuk, Chutz Mishlosha Mekamot Matnei E Epshon. There are only three places where the Dibur was directly to Aaron, because there's no other way to interpret those three places. So that's the question. So the Magen Avraham that we know, famous Magen Avraham, wrote a pirush on the Alfut Shemona that's called Zayis Rana, on the bottom of the Magen Avraham. So he guesses, he tries to figure out what the three places are. So the one on the bottom of the Kol Aviyot says he doesn't see why the Yefshah, why those three places can't be interpreted. Moshe Rabbeinu told the time, who said that it has to be direct. Then he quotes Harav HaGoyim, someone else gives in another Sefer, another. So he doesn't understand that. Harav HaGoyim, someone else gives another. No one knows why did he have Shul, so they quote from the Vilna Goyim. The three places are, one of them is Vayomer Hashem Al Aharon, Lech Likras Moshe HaMidbar. the Rebbe Hashem told Aaron HaKohen to go meet Moshe Rabbeinu. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu to go tell Aaron to go meet him. So obviously not so. So that one is a yeshiv. Then the other one is Vayyam Hashem Pistim or Moshe Be'al Aaron Be'al Tzlu Shlosh Tchem. And it says that there was one dibur, Pistim. He told them all the Vatzachas, Pistim. You can't say that he told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron to tell Miriam. Then it wouldn't have been all the Vatzachas. So that was all the dibur echot. Rashi quotes that was all the dibur echot. And then also in that parsha it says, Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, what does it say? Aaron and Miriam, Vayetzu Shneihem. Madua lo yireisim l'dabba b'yabdi b'moshem. There was also the yefshah, what am Moshe Rabbeinu going to tell them, how did you have the chutzpah to say Lashon Hara against me? So in that pasuk it's also a mashma that the dibur is directly to us. That's what the Vilna Gaon interpreted the words of the Mechilta, that it says Chut Mishloshim Kamav Neshi Iyafshu, the three places in Chumash, it's Iyafshu to say that the Dibur is the Moshe to tell Aaron. Because from the context of the parish, it's clear that it was directly time. But every other place where it's not Iyafshu, so the Mechilta claims that the Dibur was never given to Aaron. It was given to Moshe to tell over time.
I wouldn't have any knowledge of me, I have to wait a while until the parish is
that's what the Magen Avraham counts as one of the places. Yai Meshecher Al Kesh. But then the Mechilta holds not. The Mechilta seems to hold that it wasn't. It's hard that it's written in the Chumash in such a way as if. It sounds as if it was given that this room is dedicated to Mr. Wordling. It means it had nothing to do with it. This parsha is dedicated to Aaron because he did a big mitzvah. That's all. But it doesn't mean that the Dibur was him. The Dibur was really to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Mechilta claims. With all the Diburim were directed to Moshe
Rabbeinu.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't mean that it's Tolkien. Yeah? They were Amish. In the back of the Netziv Skumish, they have Pirushim on Shmois that's called the Peh Kodesh, Pirushim from the Rabbi Tzalev Valojna, the son of Rav Chaim Valojna. Very little, there's two or three on every parsha. He has an interesting comment on the Pasuk in Parsha Sachvedesh, we have Arthur there at some time, but I was in the case of Kof Kori at some time, etc. And Rashi quotes from the Medesh, Ani Hashem, Ani Veloi Ashulach HaKodesh, both of goes himself. So very difficult. The Shekhinah is going to go in the middle of Mitzrayim. It was full of Avodah Zarah there. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even want to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim. The Kal Vachomer didn't want to have a nevuah in Mitzrayim, Rashi quotes. So the Shekhinah is going to go march in the middle of the Tzoyah, in the middle of the Gilulim of the Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Pasuk in Kal Vachomer it's a Bizoyah. Bizoyah, Shekhinah. So the Peh Kodesh, they quote from Rabbi Tzalev Valojna that he said that's the Pshat in the end of the Pasuk. As I go, I will knock down all the Avodah Zarah, so it won't be a bizarre. As the Shekhinah goes, all the Avodah Zarah will melt. Those that are wood were broken, those that were metal would melt and so on. So there was no bizarre. But there is a medrash that Rabbeinu Yoina quotes a medrash in the Shari Tshuvah to this effect. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom not give the Torah to the fools? Because if he would have given the Torah to the fools, they would have learned Torah in the Beis Hakista, in the Beis Americhas, and in the Talmud Hamasinot. You see a Rebbe here in this yeshiva, Rabbi Gerelli, so he always used to, he was very sharp, an individual, so he always used to taina the fact that you have college studies in the same room with secular studies in the same room with the great Torah, Amish. The Torah was given to Shaitim, but they learned the Torah in the Mavuas Hamasinot, in the Beis Americhas, in the Beis Hakista, and so on. There is an Indian, I'm not a college study, but there is an Indian, not to be mevazeh the Torah by having it in a makom nekuna. The Torah has to be in a makom tohar, just like the Shekhinah wouldn't go in a makom nekuna. You're not allowed to be mevazeh in a makom nekuna. So to live in a Torah was only given to normal people, wasn't given to Shaitan, that they should have been mevazeh the Torah. I saw that Netziv has a comment in his Chumash on the Tosik in Parshas HaChodesh also. It says, V'chagosim also chag l'Hashem. Chagos Moshe is only one day. Chagos Moshe, the Mechilta says, is Yom Echad. And the Netziv writes in the tiny letters on the bottom of the page, he writes that by Sukkot, it never says the Chagos Moshe, it says the Chagos Moshe, Shivas Yamim Lashem. He claims that there's a basic difference in Chumash between Pesach and Sukkot. But Pesach is basically one day, I think the sukkah is 7 days. What exactly is he driving it? I don't know exactly, huh? Yes, the Rav Soloveitchik once said a Gemara in Erechin is a little bit precarious. I don't know, maybe it's the same as what in a Tisa. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Gemara says in Erechin that on Pesach you only say halal the first day, and on Sukkot you say halal shalom every day because Sukkot is chalukim mikabonis day. But in the chalukim mikabonis day, therefore, so he said that in Parshas Pinchas every day of Sukkot has its own parsha. So that shows that every day of Sukkot is a separate yom. And whenever you have a yom, there's a chiyuv to say halal, even in a Torah.